Now, you don't need a PhD to see that that leaves 4% for the rest of diversity. And in my own searching, I've discovered that far less than 1% have actually focused on indigenous communities like myself. So that begs the question, who is the Human Genome Project actually for? Just like we have different colored eyes and hair, we metabolize drugs differently based on the variation in our genomes. So how many of you would be shocked to learn that 95% of clinical trials have also exclusively featured individuals of European ancestry? This bias and systematic lack of engagement of indigenous people in both clinical trials and genome studies is partially the result of a history of distrust. For example, in 1989, researchers from Arizona State University obtained blood samples from Arizona's Havasupai tribe, promising to alleviate the burden of type 2 diabetes that was plaguing their community, only to turn around and use those exact same samples without the Havasupai's consent to study rates of schizophrenia, inbreeding, and challenge the Havasupai's origin story. When the Havasupai found out, they sued successfully for $700,000, and they banned ASU from conducting research on their reservation. This culminated in a sort of domino effect with local tribes in the Southwest, including the Navajo Nation, one of the largest tribes in the country, putting a moratorium on genetic research.